in hindsight, what I learned from my experience is that my mum didn't know anything about diabetes, and neither did I. And for a really long time, if I had told her not to go, then maybe she wouldn't have passed away over there. And then as the years went on, what I got from that experience, not straight away, it took a few years for me to realise that I'm always going to feel guilt because I didn't tell her not to go. And actually, in hindsight now, it's changed. My guilt is less not telling her not to go and more not helping her understand her condition and me not understanding her condition. I wish I'd educated myself more, and then I could have helped her and educated her on it. I will never be okay with that I didn't get to say goodbye to her, that I, when every single instinct and higher power in me wanted to call her and say, I love you, and I didn't, because you always have tomorrow. What if I had just picked up the phone and just said, I love you? Welcome to another episode of Chatterholic. This episode, I'm talking about diabetes. I just wanted to do a solo episode, of which I will explain why as we go on. According to an article published on the 18th of January 2017, diabetes is another epidemic, because I figured I seem to be talking about epidemics quite a bit recently, so we should probably talk about diabetes, because apparently diabetes is likely to be the highest epidemic in human history, and the rise of type 2 diabetes is rising globally every year. So I wanted to do a solo episode, because when I have spoken to some guests and they've said to me, well, what's your story? Everyone has a story. And I thought, well, I don't have a story like Harriet's or like Cammy or Laura's. I just didn't really see what the worth was in me sharing anything. And I have tried to maintain that I don't want this podcast to be about me. I want it to be about these remarkable people who come on and share their stories, their journeys with me. However, it did occur to me that I'm asking people to come on and share something that has shaped them and made them who they are now and given them a purpose. I don't want to be a hypocrite that asks these people to come on, share their stories, which is hard for them, when I thought to myself, it's around health. And whilst I'm definitely not a medical expert, I realised that I could share with the people who are listening to be less anonymous and share a bit about me. My name is Ad and I live in the United Kingdom. I wanted to just speak about my journey and something that has shaped me. To realise that I could maybe inspire a person who may be going through or have been through a similar situation, to let them know that in your darkest moments, you can still see a glimpse of a rainbow. Recently, my brother had to go to see his doctor because he went for a health check, and one of the things that flagged up on his health check was diabetes. And when I found that out, And they weren't saying he had diabetes. It was just, they did the test. The doctor wanted him to come back because he had some concerns. But the second I heard that, and I definitely didn't say this to him, but I felt myself shutting down. You know, sometimes when you feel anxious, I don't know about people listening, but when I feel anxious, it's physical. I can feel it in my body. And I just felt myself shutting down. I felt my body just tensed up. When someone tells me bad news, I struggle to find a place of equanimity. So the reason I shut down when I heard this was just a little bit of a statistic. The most common types of diabetes, well, the ones that most people know of, are type 1, type 2, and gestational diabetes, which happens to pregnant ladies. Type 2 is by far the most common type of diabetes. And there's various factors that influence it. It is partly hereditary. It can be lifestyle. According to the statistics, people who are overweight are more likely to get diabetes. And if there's anyone asking, what is diabetes? Diabetes is basically when the glucose / the sugar in your blood is too high and your body isn't producing enough insulin to help fight it off. We need some glucose going into our cells. That's a natural fact. But if it's too high, then it can lead to a long list of complex health conditions, which I won't go into. I've put links in the show notes and I've put a YouTube video, I think it's only about 2 minutes, that explains what diabetes is for people who are wondering or people who want to know more. So I'm not going to go in too much. I'm just going to tell my story and my experience with diabetes. In 2007, my mum kept on saying to me that she was really, really thirsty. And I said to her, I think you probably should go to the doctor if you're thirsty all the time and you're drinking loads of water. You should go to the doctor. And the reason you should go to the doctor is, I don't know, it might be nothing, or you could have diabetes. And when I said it, I didn't think anything more of it. So she went to the doctor, bearing in mind I'm going back to 2007, and things have changed a lot since then. Is there a cure for diabetes? No. Do some people still struggle to manage it? Yes. But have we got better? There is a health inequality when it comes to diabetes. These are the countries where insulin costs the most. So, United States of America, I'm not going to say anything at all. Why, America? Why? Chile, Mexico, Japan, Switzerland, Canada. I'm going to stop on Canada. And the reason I've stopped on Canada is because I'm sure when I was doing my research, Canada, you founded insulin. Why is it so expensive? Why are you on that list? Why are you on that list when insulin was discovered at the University of Toronto? Shame on you. Which, in my personal opinion, is extremely unfair because no one chooses to have diabetes. No one wants a condition that, yes, it can be managed depending again on where you live, but equally it can rule your life. So for example, in the United Kingdom where I live, if you need to have insulin, you can get that for free from the NHS, National Health Service. Anywho, I digress. So my mum went to the doctor. The doctor said, no, you're fine. There's nothing wrong. And that was it. And then, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks later, she came back and said, do you know what? I still feel really thirsty all the time. Like I feel dehydrated and I'm going to the toilet a lot. And I said, okay, do you know what? You're going to have to go back to the doctor. I'm more than happy to come with you, but just ask him to do a diabetes test on you. I can only speak for the United Kingdom. Now, you can even go into your pharmacy to do a test for diabetes. So it's a lot more accessible and available. I can only speak for the United Kingdom. I don't know about anywhere else. And so she went, she came home and said, okay, well, he did a test and I have diabetes. I'm ashamed of myself because I shut off rather than saying to her, okay, let me research, let me see what we can do, let's see what the options are. I didn't do any of that. So a few weeks later, she came home with insulin and also some tablets. And she said, well, I'm going to have to test my blood sugar levels. And rather than being, okay, well, rather than me saying, okay, well, I can help you with that, I didn't, because I just thought, I don't know if I can handle that. Instead of having the attitude of, this isn't about me, this is about her, and considering what she was going through, I didn't think that. I didn't, because looking into it and having to prick her with the needle for her to test her blood sugar level, I wasn't able to cope. Life continued as normal. And I say this, but I don't know if life continued as normal for her. So towards the end of the year, my mum said one of her friends who lived abroad is having a party and she wanted to go. And I don't know if anyone can relate to this, and it sounds so stupid. I guess people who believe in a higher power, whatever that higher power is. And then when she said she was going, and I kept on thinking, I think this is a bad idea. I don't want her to go. I did not need my mum to stay at home and not travel abroad. I just sensed there was just something to me that was saying it was a bad idea. I remember when she had to check in, and the lady in the check-in, and it wasn't the lady's fault because she didn't know. And she was asking her, well, you've got all these tablets. What are all these tablets for? And you've got this, and you've got this, and you've got this. And then I remember saying to the lady, she doesn't know. This is the first time she's traveled and had to bring all this medication with her. Just be gentle. And so we got through that. She checked in and we said our goodbyes. And then I thought to myself, she'll be back in about a month. And yeah, that was it. And then she couldn't have been gone for that long. I don't think it was a week. And I kept on thinking to myself, because I had the number of where she was staying, I should call her and check in. I called her friend, and her friend said to me, oh, she's not here at the moment. And I said, okay, well, I'll call back. I didn't call on the first day that she'd arrived. I'm sure it must have been the second or the third day. And then I called her other friend, and he said to me, oh, you should have called yesterday. Why didn't you call yesterday? And I thought, okay, well, that's weird. And I think something's wrong. And I remember saying to my partner at the time, I think something's wrong because it's just weird. Something's wrong. At some point the following day, someone called me. I can't remember who it was, to say that my mum had died in her sleep. She'd fallen asleep and she hadn't woken up because, in short, she went into a coma, and I guess by the time her friend went to wake her, she didn't wake up. I just wanted to share because type 2 diabetes is common. And the scary thing about diabetes that I didn't know is, and this is not just in the United Kingdom, 8 in 10 people have pre-diabetes, which means they don't even know they've got diabetes and they're just walking around with this without actually being aware. And that's scary. That's scary, that because it's not like it was when my mum passed away. You can actually get help now. You can get medical advice on weight management, what you could eat, exercise plans. And I guess I wanted to do this to, one, to say that this was part of my journey where I had to look at who I was then and look at who I am now. And also, I wanted to share for two reasons. One reason, that diabetes is also an epidemic, and I didn't know it was a health epidemic because I guess I never wanted to really look into it because it was a bit too close to home for me. I just want people to know that when my mum died, I thought, well, this is as bad as it gets, and nothing's ever going to hurt more than this hurt. And actually, that wasn't true. Since then, other people that I've loved have passed away or cared about. And yes, when something awful happens, like when someone dies, it hurts. And I feel like it changes you. It changes you. You're not necessarily broken. You're just different. Maybe they're not the same person they were before. And I'm so lucky. I had my mum for many years, and I used to wonder, would I be different if she hadn't died? And yes, I probably would, because I went through this experience. But in the end, I guess every painful experience you go through makes you who you are and helps you reflect. And in the end, I'm extremely grateful that I knew her. And she wasn't meant to be perfect, because she wasn't perfect. She was just meant to be her, perfectly imperfect. In the end, she died because of a diabetic coma. And I do think, and I'll never know, but if she was in the United Kingdom, would her chance of survival have been higher? Yes, I do think so. And do I also think that if she had been more aware on what to eat, what not to eat, that also would have helped. If I'd have known, then I could have told her. These are all the things that go through your head. But she wasn't in pain, and she went to bed and didn't wake up. And this is what I've been told for however many years. And if that's not the case, then I don't want to know. I like that version of the story. It gives me comfort. I think we need to maybe be kind to ourselves and to those that we love. And we also need to be kind to the people that we interact with. The people we interact with when we go to shops, the people we interact with just in passing, because we never know what's going on with someone else. We never know what's going on in someone else's life, in someone's head. And most of the time, I believe that whatever feelings that I experience, because we're all human beings, there must be some shared consciousness that other people have experienced sadness and remorse also. Thank you for listening to another episode of Chataholic. I'm grateful for you as listeners. Thank you.